Sunday, May 20th, is World Communications Day, the theme of which this year is Children and the Media, a Challenge for Education. Ahead of this 41st World Communications Day, Editorial Director of the Internet Office of the Holy See, Sister Judith Zebelein, spoke with us about the Internet, which continues to prove itself a powerful tool for education, even as the growth of Internet culture produces some unexpected and subtle dangers to children and young people.
In the past 10 years, one of the biggest changes caused by Internet, or enabled, let's say, by Internet, has been the capacity, particularly for young people, to live virtually and not actually. And so, to me, that's an enormous danger. 10 years ago, when people were writing the Holy Father, they were writing him because they felt connected to him by their local parish, their priest, the social community they had vis-a-vis the church there. Now, you don't have that as much, particularly with young people. You have them meeting on the net, sharing on the net. They talk to each other that way, and so they don't have that body base in a local community. So to me, there's been that enormous shift where people can think that they're living because they're living on the Internet. And so people will even, as we know in gaming, they'll invent personalities. You can be a completely different person than you are now, and you go on living your life in sort of this major persona, which is not you. People who have an actual life that has some substance to it are not perhaps in danger as much as young people who are trying to discover who they are and are very confused, can be confused by some virtual reality they created about themselves. So I do spend the time looking at a lot of different sites and trying to figure out what's happening and where to meet people so that the faith is really a presence for them and that they can turn to.